This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
$4 will buy you what, a she-she cup of coffee maybe? But at a handful of Walmarts in the South, store employees can get a medical checkup now for $4. The company just opened two more primary care clinics in Macon, Georgia and Tyler, Texas. Sarah McCammon reports from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Walmart isn't a charity, so why practically give away medical care to its employees? Eric Klein leads the healthcare team at the national law firm Shepherd, Mullen, Richter in Hampton. He says Walmart could actually come out ahead in the big picture.
You have to look at the entire cost. It's not just the $4 copay, it's the entire cost.
The $4 office visit is only for employees on Walmart's health insurance plan. Klein says if employees go to an on-site clinic owned by Walmart, the company could save money on doctor visits and insurance premiums. Cutting out the middlemen could bring down the cost of Walmart's insurance plans, says Tufts University Med School Dean Harris Berman.
If the employees are getting it done here for $4, it won't show up on their insurance bill.
Walmart wouldn't let us talk to any workers except for the ones in the corporate office, but the folks on the PR team say employees are pleased with the $4 visits. With more than a million employees and their dependents on the Walmart health plan, that price could have implications for the rest of us, too. Jennifer LaPerry is Walmart's Senior Director of Health and Wellness.
It's really important as the U.S. largest private employer with the 1.4 million associates and family members on our plan. We feel we have a unique opportunity to help lower the cost of care.
LaPerry says the number is also part of Walmart's branding strategy, in keeping with the $4 generic drug program that it launched in 2006. Healthcare attorney Eric Klein says Walmart also wins by having a clinic just steps away from the checkout lines.
By taking better care of their employees, they actually get better results economically, less absenteeism, and that's a real cost savings over time.
Walmart is piloting the idea for now. It's opening about a dozen clinics by the end of the year in three southern states. Those areas have high rates of chronic disease and a shortage of primary care doctors. If the concept works, Walmart may take it nationwide. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.